A top Obama administration environmental official came to Milwaukee yesterday to announce a $4 million grant under the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The money will help the Milwaukee Sewer District remove the last fish barrier between Lake Michigan and the Menominee River watershed. The funds will also help dig out a concrete channel in Milwaukee's Kinnickinnick River and make more use of wetlands to hold and filter rainwater before it enters a polluted Milwaukee River tributary. Nancy Sutley chairs the White House Council on Environmental Quality. Sutley says the projects have something in common.
You know, using nature to heal nature, that for so long we've relied on concrete and engineered solutions, which are very important for water quality, for flood protection, and a whole host of things. But I think we're getting back to try to restore some of the functions of nature, so let nature heal nature itself.
Sutley says the grants will also help evaluate how to set pollution reduction targets in the Milwaukee area waterways. The EPA's Great Lakes Policy Advisor, Cameron Davis, says the project should help reduce combined sewer overflows into Lake Michigan.
Because it will reduce some of the pressure when it comes to water going into the system and ultimately out into the rivers and into the lake.
Davis says federal officials may know this week whether Congress agrees with an Obama administration proposal to cut Great Lakes restoration funds from this year's $475 million to $300 million for next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.